How it all ends, book of Revelation, gift from God, an expositional study, part 20, what will it be like to dwell with God? That's the last two chapters. So that's how far we've gotten. We are in the seventh clear event, dwelling with God in heaven. The clear events start with us here. We're going to be raptured. We're going to answer for our lives. Our life is going to go through the conveyor belt, through the fire, and whatever doesn't burn up is what Christ gives us. While we're enjoying the wonders of heaven, the tribulation unfolds. We return wearing what we really were for Christ. All of us will receive those garments. We live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. We live in heaven. So does he. He comes down. We probably will get to see the millennial earth. We watch the horrible rebellion. We stand quietly at the great white throne. And then we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So my question is, are you getting ready for heaven? I know people, they get ready for cruises. They get ready for vacations. They get ready for graduation. They get ready for their wedding. Are you getting ready for heaven? I mean, do you think about it? Revelation 21 is about getting ready for heaven. And the real question is, are you getting ready to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Do you really believe that with all your heart? Does it change how you live? The first thing we see as we go through Revelation 21 is the difference between, oh, thank you, Colby, I just remembered this. So many of you asked me, like one of you asked, how do I witness to Roman Catholics, and how do you witness to Roman Catholics and everything? And so I gave Colby, he is my deputized assistant here, the QR code cards of how to find all these videos. And some of you are so clever, you've already found them, but if you need our ministry site and all the details, Colby has a whole pack of them. But look at the contrast between chapter 20, verse 15, and chapter 21, verse 1. It says, verse 14 of 20, death and Hades were cast in the lake of fire. Remember, that's Hades, Sheol, the grave I showed you in the underworld. That's where all the dead are, everybody. And so death and Hades were cast in the lake of fire. That's the waiting room that they were in. This is the second death. And if anyone's not found written in the book of life, they were cast in the lake of fire. Verse 1, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Whoa. What happened between there? Well, that's what's so interesting. The old polluted by sin universe dissolves. That's what Peter describes. See, every part of Revelation is connecting events that are somewhere else in the Bible. In 2 Peter 3, all lost sinners, after they face their lives recorded by God and they stand there without excuse and they're sentenced to eternal death, watch what happens. The fire that melts the entire universe happens. Now, we know all about it. Revelation 21 is after it happens. There's a new heaven and a new earth. Now, there's an interesting, you can look it up in your logos, a little Greek there. There are two words for new in the Greek language. There's new of a different kind and new of the same kind. Now, you know, if I bought a new pair of shoes, for me, I would buy another pair of the same ones because I like, you know, them. But some people like new different. Both are new. Guess what heaven's going to be like? It's not new different. That Greek word, it's new the same. That means that green will still be green, you know, blue will still be blue. You understand what I mean? It's not like we're going into an alternate, you know, unusual different universe, parallel or something. You know, it's just, it's brand new, the same, only now perfect without sin. How does that happen? Only Peter describes how it happens. This is what it says in 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. When the heavens pass away with a great noise, the elements will melt with a fervent heat, both in the earth and the works in it will be burned up. Okay, here's a question. What did Peter mean by elements melt? Well, Peter is guided by the Holy Spirit to use the word stoicheia, which means microscopic components that make up building blocks. He says at the elemental, but below element, at the atomic and subatomic level. In other words, God uncreates the universe. That's what I told you about. He releases. He holds all things together. He just lets it all release. And when you release the power inside the atom, there's this massive, remember, energy equals matter times the speed of light squared. That was Einstein's famous equation. That's an amazing amount of energy. God tells us he's going to refine the universe with fire, right down to the very essence of matter. It's all going to be consumed. But here's the lesson I wrote in my journal. Everything unconnected to God burns. It says in 1 John 2:17, the world is passing away. The universe, the earth, all the systems, the social, the economic, the cultural, everything is consumed. And Peter asks us something. And this is one in 2 Peter 3:11. It says 1 Peter, but it's wrong. That is a typo. It's 2 Peter 3:11. Look what Peter said. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? I think that's almost the application of the whole course on Revelation. Isn't Peter great? He said, Paul's hard to understand, but I'll get to the point. If you really believe all this that we've been studying for 19 and a half hours, how should you live if you really believe this? Wow. These words may be the most important words that really wrap your mind around if you believe God, if you know Jesus, if you want to please him with your life. He wants us to be holy in our conduct and godliness. That's what grace teaches us. The grace of God that brings salvation, Titus 2:11 to 13, teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly, righteously, and godly, and be zealous as his servants.